You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Coming up on Sunday, September 29th, the 19th annual Joie de Vie Gala is going to take place at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. This is designed to raise funds to support local cancer patients and their families as they navigate a cancer diagnosis. The evening is going to include silent and live auctions, live music, a Cuban-inspired meal, a tribute to Tuolumne County residents Ron and Ann Patel. They will be awarded with the Irving J. Simons Award for Outstanding Community Service. And the evening will feature local cancer patients who will share their stories of hope, perseverance, and thanks. And all the proceeds from Joie de Vie will go towards the Cancer Patient Support Fund at Adventist Health Sonora. The keynote address speaker on Sunday evening, September 29th, is the world's leading expert on gratitude. His name is Dr. Robert Ebbins. Dr. Robert Ebbins is the long-standing professor of psychology at the University of California, Davis. He's also the author of several books and articles on gratitude and has been the guest on several television and radio shows, including The Today Show on NBC. What an honor to have you with us on KVML, Dr. Robert Ebbins.
Thank you very much, Mark. The honor is all mine.
How did you get into the study of positive psychology and dealing with gratitude specifically?
Well, actually, the study of gratitude precedes positive psychology by about 6 months. It turns out that gratitude is a quality that we know is just super, super important to what it means to be a human being. You know that from the beginning of time, at least as far as we know the written record, that people have a need to experience gratitude, to express gratitude, to give thanks for all they've received. It's a basic reality that life is something that is given to us. You know, we didn't make ourselves, we didn't manufacture ourselves. And so gratitude in many respects is simply living in that reality.
What specifically is positive psychology?
Throughout its history, psychology had focused almost exclusively on what you might call negative psychology. Psychology and psychologists as a practice got reasonably good at treating the problems, at eliminating or at least reducing distress and disease and despair and all these deadly D's. But a realization came about at some point that, you know, that's really only half the picture, that you could eliminate or at least ameliorate a lot of these problems, but without creating a person who is better functioning, a person who is happier, or has a greater sense of contentment, well-being, flourishing in life, thriving with life. And so positive psychology came to try to address that imbalance, creating opportunities for people to become aware of what are some of the best ways to achieve a life of meaning and purpose and value and happiness, at the same time reducing those bad qualities, those deadly deeds.
As an expert on both gratitude and positive psychology, how do you yourself handle a bad day?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, a lot of people assume that, you know, an expert on a topic is supposed to be 100% of the time, you know, happy, grateful, content, and nothing could be further from the truth, because the fact is that many of us in the field of psychology, we study what we do because we want to be better at it. We know the opposite of it. You know, I have friends who are, I guess you would call grudge-holding, and they study forgiveness, right, because they're not good at it. I have friends who study memory because they're very forgetful. I have people who are very shy, and they study assertiveness and so on. So it seems like we study the opposite because we want to get better or remedy some, you know, deficiency in ourselves. And so it was with me with gratitude, and I find I have to work at it. It doesn't come easily or naturally. Certainly there are days where I'd much rather, you know, complain and focus on what's going wrong than focus on what's going right. And it does require, you know, a constant effort to continue to remind myself, look, either things could be a lot worse, or that I do have many things I've been given that are gifts. I've been taking these for granted, but really what I need to do is take these as granted to me, given to me by other people. And so when I turn my mind to other people, how they're supporting me, how they're sustaining me, how my well-being is tied up in what other people are doing for me, that's the best remedy for, you know, short-circuiting negativity.
Dr. Ebbins, I'm interviewing you on a news talk radio station in Sonora, California. We broadcast world news, national news, local news. Not all of the news is good all of the time, and sometimes political news lately can be really troubling. I have a kind of a trick question for you. Is ignorance bliss?
That's a great question, and certainly think of someone like Aristotle, great philosopher, who began with a seemingly obvious truth in his book Metaphysics. He said, all men by nature, all people by nature, desire to know. And if that's the case, then, you know, knowledge is power. Information is power. The need to know, the need to understand, curiosity by nature. I mean, that's where science begins. Knowledge is truth. Information is truth, or can contribute to it. And so unless we really know this, unless we really understand this basic reality, that we need others, that we depend upon others, that we can't experience gratitude, we can't experience bliss. And, you know, what is bliss? Well, positive psychologists say that bliss is a life of meaning, of significance, of purpose, and of value. And gratitude makes this possible.
The keynote address is what you are going to be delivering at the Joie de Vie Gala on Sunday, September 29th. Without giving away your speech, what will the audience generally learn?
I kind of sum up 20 years of research in two words. And those two words are that gratitude works. Gratitude has the ability to heal, energize, and change our lives. And then how can we change our lives when we want to, you know, press a button, a reset button, get a fresh start, a do-over, a new beginning? That's what gratitude does. And so this is something that we all acknowledge, we all want, we all need. We don't always know how to do it, though. Turns out there's practical tools for building gratitude. And life, you know, is a continual invitation to gratitude that could be created at almost any opportunity, even when life is going poorly. So people are going to learn why and how gratitude is the best approach to life.
He is the world's leading scientific expert on gratitude, Dr. Robert Emmons. If you would like more information on Joie de Vie, call Adventist Health at 536-5022. Thank you, Dr. Robert Emmons.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. The pleasure was all mine.